Good morning, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Each Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m., we'll share with you practical preventive medicine, steps that you can take starting right away to regain and maintain better health. Each week, we'll update you on books you need to read. We'll update you on what you need to know to stay healthier today. We'll share interviews with patients and with experts. So get your pen and paper ready now so you won't miss ideas that you want to remember. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I've researched and practiced here in Metro Houston for 25 years, never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs, or that an operation is probably the best answer. Whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and to restore more normal function. And that, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Now, drugs and surgery can be helpful, but true natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you might be missing but you need for repair and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on, then turn them on. We will share practical pointers to help you improve with the most common problems seen in doctors' offices, and practical preventive medicine updates to help reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives, and practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs and surgery that you might need. As I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn today from those who've walked the path ahead of us. Sir Winston Churchill, that wonderful English leader during World War II, said, "Men occasionally stumble over the truth, but most of them pick themselves up and hurry off as though nothing has happened." And indeed, that is so common in our lives, how the answer is right there before us, but we dust ourselves off and go on. Today, we're going to address an issue that David from Spring emailed to us. He wanted us to review an article reported in the Houston Chronicle on November 5th on a new chemical Drano for artery blockage. This was a report out of Chicago from the Journal of the American Medical Association on intravenous doses of a synthetic component of good cholesterol, HDL cholesterol, that reduced artery disease in just 6 weeks in a small study with startlingly big implications for treating the nation's number one killer. The concept is sort of a liquid Drano, says Dr. Stephen Nissen, a Cleveland Clinic cardiologist. Now, Cleveland's where I went to medical school at Case Western Reserve University. And they say the treatment used a laboratory-produced version of an unusually effective form of HDL, the good cholesterol, that helps protect you against heart disease by removing plaque or the fatty buildups from the bloodstream. It's actually from the blood vessel walls. They get a little loose sometimes in their newspaper terminology. The results shatter a long-standing belief that usual conventional cardiologists and surgeons say that heart disease is a slow-progressing disease that takes a long time to undo. Of course, the surgeons think that they undo it rather quickly just by doing an operation, although the surgeons who thought more and more about this realize that you have 60,000 miles of blood vessels and operating on just a few inches is not the most successful treatment program. Dr. Neeson's study is part of a burgeoning area of research. His unusual discovery about 25 years ago in a northern Italian village showed that residents there, about 40 of them, had a very low HDL level, yet paradoxically they had low rates of coronary artery disease. In other words, low HDL is a risk factor for higher incidence for coronary artery disease. So they had the reverse. Now, all of these had a gene variation in a key protein component on the HDL, and that contributed to larger than normal HDL particles. And it's believed that that's what makes the HDL cholesterol especially efficient at removing plaque. Now, in this study, 36 patients who had had heart attacks or severe chest pain received weekly intravenous infusions of the substance for 5 weeks. And Imaging tests showed a 4% reduction in plaque buildup in their coronary arteries. Now, the problem that I have on this is that 4% isn't a strikingly large number, but the problem is it's determined by imaging tests. There was a study reported several years ago, and I will revisit this topic more in detail in a later show, but they took cardiologists who interpret the angiogram pictures and showed them several angiograms, and so they studied all of the cardiology interpretations on all of the different angiograms and came back the next year and did it again, as they told the cardiologists, with different angiograms, different patients, but indeed it was the same one that they had seen the year before. And they found out that not only can 10 different cardiologists looking at these angiograms come up with different answers, but the next year you come up with an answer different than the one you came up with before. So when you talk about a 4% reduction in plaque buildup or thickening on the side of the artery from an imaging study, I have a problem with that measurement. It's very tiny to make those suppositions. Nevertheless, Dr. Neeson says he envisions the treatment being used in combination with other therapy, including LDL-lowering drugs. Those are the statin medications, all the Mevacors, Lipitors, and so on. But he says commercial use is probably a few years off and will depend on the outcome of larger studies. Well, you know what? Larger studies have been done, but not on this treatment program. This is the HDL Drano that they're talking about. And indeed, the larger studies have been done on something that in the past was called chelation therapy. Starting in 1952 in Detroit, a Dr. Norman Clark started looking at chelation and heart disease. And what he found was this intravenous treatment indeed dramatically reversed blood vessel blockage, improved heart function, improved EKG tracings, got people out of heart failure, reduced their need for medications, and improved their walking distance and so on. So in other words, we have a treatment program that has very conveniently been ignored by the medical establishment. Now, I started doing chelation over 20 years ago, and since then have written several books on it, taught many courses on it. And in that time period, what I have come to be aware of is that what we do with chelation is far different than what we thought we did when I started. And as a matter of fact, it used to be called a Roto-Rooter, or a Drano that would go through and clean up your arteries. We now know that the primary effect is removing toxic metals. So we now call it TMR, or toxic metal removal, or the specialty itself is now becoming clinical metal toxicology. In other words, taking out toxic metals, lead, arsenic, cadmium, aluminum, and so on. The list goes on, but the point is that toxic metals dramatically change the way that we work on the inside. When I say dramatically change, they injure the biochemistry. They injure the parts of your metabolism. Now, when we talk about metabolism, gee, that sounds like a big word. What it means is what you do when you do what you do on the inside. It's the whole ball of wax. It's how everything works to make things happen for your body. Now, you have to remember, you're powering up lots of different functions. Breathing in and out takes a lot of energy. You're pumping blood around to deliver nutrition to the cells, and getting the nutrition from your digestion is an extremely expensive process. And then your cells do their thing, whether it's helping you walk or think or feel, whatever, and you create waste products in your kidneys and your colon, then excrete all of these. So your metabolism is involved with lots of different things. And in doing so, if you have toxic metals, they block the way your metabolism works. And as a matter of fact, they dramatically accelerate something called free radical attack, or what we call oxidation chemistry. And you've heard of things like antioxidants, that's vitamin C and beta carotene, vitamin E, and so on. These are protective against the oxidation chemistry, but the toxic metals allow you to rust on the inside at a rate that can be up to a million times faster than normal. This is why some people who are 50 look 60 and some people who are 50 look 40. The 20-year difference there is how much rusting in the biochemistry is going on inside them. And we know now that the specialty, the emerging specialty of clinical metal toxicology, is specifically aimed at reversing the changes in every system of your body, not just talking about the circulatory system, but improving your function everywhere. The time is about 10 past the hour, and you're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Celebrating Health in Humble near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy with the winds of change blowing. If you're choosing to make changes to regain and maintain better health, sunny skies are coming your way. If you don't know what you can do, or if you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because you've been feeling good, no problems, then partly cloudy to stormy skies are on your horizon. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care, and we'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny. And we'll show you how to spend less and get more. Call for a telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask to receive our free e-newsletter. Just share with us your email address or send your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Because unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. Our guest today will help answer a question that Joanne from Hempstead wrote in to explain more about treating heart disease and high blood pressure. Heart disease, as you know, is the number one killer. High blood pressure and other blood vessel problems, the silent killers. And we're joined first this morning with Mr. Gary Leslie of Livingston, Texas, who has quite an interesting story to tell us. He's one of our folks on the thin blue line that help keep us safer in life. Gary, welcome.
How you doing, sir?
Doing great. And how are you, sir?
I'm fine, sir.
That's awfully nice, because when you first came in to see us, you didn't feel quite that way.
No, sir, I didn't.
Tell us about it.
In August 2000, I had, guess what people would call a heart attack.
Well, that's something interesting, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Get your attention right off.
In a hurry.
In a major hurry. You know, about 40% of the people who have their first heart attack just wake up dead.
Yes, sir. I knew that.
That's scary. That's a real wake-up call.
Yes, sir.
So tell us what happened.
I was leaving work on a Friday evening, approximately 5 o'clock, and as I was walking over to my vehicle, I just started getting a tightness in my chest, like somebody trying to pull my shoulders together.
Now, this is after work. You've already finished the shift.
Yes, sir. I was getting ready to go home and play with the kids.
Wow.
And so it would come and go and come and go, and then finally when I got over to my truck, I just started getting a deep ache in my chest, and it eased up, and I started driving home. I got about 2 blocks down the road, and it came back real strong. I said, this ain't right, and I pulled into a fire station. From there, they took me to the hospital.
I'm sure they thought, okay, it's our turn to help, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
So here we have a Houston police officer saying, I've got pain in the chest, and that elephant wouldn't go away, would it?
No, sir, it wouldn't.
It's a distinctly different sensation.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and one that you need to get to the emergency room for. So they took you on over.
Yes, sir.
And what happened?
Well, when they put me in the ambulance, they called for ALS, Advanced Life Support Unit, to come over.
Okay.
And the first thing they did was oxygen, baby aspirin, and a shot of nitro, and it was instant pain relief. So right then I knew what it was.
Exactly.
And then went to the emergency room, and from there they just did their emergency room stuff and admitted me for, it was over the weekend, so it was Monday before they could do any of the tests.
And at that time, they were confirming that you'd had a mild heart attack.
Yes, sir, they were.
Of course, you know, mild heart attacks like being a little bit pregnant. You still get a baby at the end.
This is true.
This is true.
It's painful, however you look at it.
That's exactly right. So where'd you go from there with your career? What were you thinking about?
I got married late in life, and I've got 3 young children, and my thoughts were with them is, you know, how are they going to do if something should happen to me? So it changes your whole outlook on life.
You kind of get a focus, don't you?
Yes, sir, you do, real
mm-hmm.
quick.
Mm-hmm. And at that point, what were the treatment options?
They did I forget what you call that thing, echocardiogram.
Yes, sir.
And induced a stress test, and they weren't real sure exactly. They knew something was going on, but after about 8 weeks, they did the cardiac cath, and they found blockage in two of my arteries. One artery was 90%, one artery was 100%, and they immediately wanted to do a double bypass.
Well, that's pretty significant blockage, you know.
Yes, sir, it is.
You know, a lot of times the studies since the early 1980s from the National Institutes of Health, from the VA hospital system, and from the coronary surgery universities showed that roughly 80 to 85% of the patients do just as well with medication as they do with surgery, so that would suggest that 5 out of 6 bypass operations could be bypassed. But, you know, since then we've gotten even better medications, and none of those even considered the use of removing toxic metals with a chelating solution as a treatment program. So here they've offered you surgery. What did you do?
Well, I told them no.
Say no?
The cardiologist, you know, when I was on the doing the cast, he suggested the bypass, and I told him I would think about it, and I wasn't in the recovery room for 30 minutes, and this cardiologist brought the surgeon in and wanted to know if I wanted to do the surgery the next day. And I said, no, I don't think so.
Now, you know, some people would say that's foolish and reckless, especially with young family.
Yes, sir, that's true, but something was just telling me that this wasn't the end. In fact, we already had your phone number prior to my having this medical problem. We intended on coming seeing you before this. And this just
kind of pushed you over the edge, didn't it?
It got us there quicker.
Yep. So you came on in, and what did we say?
Put me on your miracle cure.
You know, it really is a miracle when you see the healing that God allows, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. It's phenomenal. After the, you put me on twice a week of the chelation, and I think after the first 3-4 treatments, something like that, I felt like I was 30 years old and there was never nothing wrong with me.
Isn't that remarkable? You know, when I was talking at the beginning of the show about removing the toxic metals, and that's what changes the rusting pattern on the inside, it's all over, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is.
Absolutely remarkable. You know, one of the things that we found with you when we were testing you, looking for potential problems, was certainly some concentrations of lead and arsenic and mercury inside your body.
Yes, sir.
And we said those need to come out.
Yes, sir.
And the only way to get those out is to use medications approved by the Food and Drug Administration to actually remove them. And that's called chelation therapy.
Yes, sir.
Now, you were a good patient. You came in. You got treated. What kind of results did you get?
Got all my energy back. Been back to work ever since, and haven't had a bit of problem. In fact, I've even started taking martial arts with my kids just to get my workout and keep my weight down and everything. So it's real phenomenal. I'm real pleased with it.
That's excellent. How's your knee holding up with that?
The bad one or the good one?
We'll talk more about that.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, you do feel that much better, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do. I'm real pleased with it. Working out on the treadmill, you know, do some light weights. And like I said, I started taking martial arts with my kids and until I hurt my knee at work. And now I'm trying to get through that problem.
Right.
And I can't be happier with it. And in fact, I'll be seeing you for the rest of my life.
Well, which we hope is a lengthy one.
Yes, sir.
You know, one of the things we also recommended was that you use oxygen.
Yes, sir.
And this is something that we have talked about only kind of sideways on the show. We'll be doing a feature story on it coming up. But oxygen is the most vital nutrient. It's the one that powers up everything. And, you know, it's real interesting when you get into the ambulance, the first thing they do or you get into the emergency is they slap oxygen on you.
This is true.
It's kind of like after the horse is already out of the barn.
Yes, sir.
And we use it to accelerate the healing and make it go much faster. And that allows your body to remove those toxic metals and do the repairs. You know, I was looking through your records, and you'd already been identified as a patient with risk factors the year before.
Yes, sir, I had.
And why didn't the risk factors get corrected?
I guess dragging feet on my end of it, I guess.
Oh, not so much. Not so much.
I had taken a treadmill test January of 2000.
Uh-huh.
I believe it was January, and... Actually, that treadmill test came up just about negative.
Right.
There was a slight error in there for some reason. I don't remember what the doctor called it.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't too concerned about it. And so, you know, actually the treadmill test that I took didn't really show anything. So
didn't lead to an answer.
No, sir, it didn't.
Gary, we'll be right back with you. It's now about 20 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever. Let's pause briefly for a public service announcement. You know, when I served in emergency rooms as a physician, too often I saw the tragedy of adults and children seriously injured or killed in automobile crashes simply because they weren't belted. I've seen the devastating effect it has on families and on the community, and we can prevent these senseless deaths. And that's why law enforcement across Texas are out right now enforcing Texas seatbelt and child passenger safety laws. No warnings, no excuses. So do your job so I don't have to do mine in the emergency room. Buckle up on each and every car ride and make sure your kids and grandkids do too. Buckle up, Texas. There's just too much to lose. Click it or tick it. It's your choice. You pick it. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge and Buckle Up, Texas. And you know, this holiday season, there's so many things that allow us to get in trouble, and I just wanted to share one other letter, this one from Julie Johnson. My sister Jody was always laughing or singing, which made it almost impossible not to be happy when she was around. Jody, our brother Jim, and I had the best time cheering for the University of Kentucky's football team over pizza in our apartment on December 29th, 1999. I remember the date because this was the last day I saw my sister. She was killed 2 days later on New Year's Eve by a drunk driver. My hope is that you will remember her smile before you get behind the wheel. Please, don't drink and drive. This is brought to you courtesy of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. They need your support this holiday season to assist victims and to help keep our roadways safe. December is Read a New Book Month. Maybe turn off the TV and enjoy some quiet time for yourself or with a child or grandchild. Remember, reading is for everyone. Now, Gary, you came in frustrated and concerned. You'd already been identified as someone with, some blood fats problems and an elevated homocysteine test and all these things. I asked that question just because I wanted to illustrate that even though we can sometimes identify risk factors, most of conventional medicine's approaches are ineffective in terms of preventing the ultimate thing. That's why we call it practical preventive medicine. If we identify that you're at risk for a heart attack, let's not let you get it.
This is true.
It just makes more sense, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, it does.
You know, there's a book that a good friend of mine wrote called Is Heart Surgery Necessary? Julian Whitaker wrote that. Did you get a chance to read that book?
I've started parts of it, but I believe my wife has read it.
She's the reader, that's right.
Yeah, she cracks the whip around here for that.
That's right. Yeah, listen, if the boss says do it, just do it.
This is true.
But, you know, is heart surgery necessary? We reviewed the medical literature and talked about, you know, the effectiveness of drugs and surgery and so on, and ultimately says, you know, nutrition, removing toxic metals, oxygen, things like that are really the answer. And if we had had the chance to apply those to you and middle of 1999 when you were first identified as problems, we could very well have made a major change in your life that wouldn't be foolhardy or risky or such.
I probably wouldn't have spent those 5 days in the hospital and missing 9 weeks of work.
9 weeks. Boy, that starts to create a hickey, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, it does.
You know, that it's too much time to think about your future right there. My curiosity now is, are you looking forward to longer times with your babies?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm looking forward to retiring here from the police department within the next couple of years and going and doing things with them while they're still young.
Oh, how true.
And it's just, I think that I want to be with them while they're growing up, and that's my goal right now.
You know, they talk about taking time to stop and smell the roses, and certainly with those babies, that's the most important time in their life and yours.
Yes, sir, it is.
You know, when you came in, we asked you what were you fearful that could happen to you in the next year, and you said sudden death.
Uh huh.
That kind of got your attention with that heart attack.
Right. It goes back to, you know, what's my family going to do? Will they be taken care of?
Exactly. And you know, that is a major problem because hardly any of us have made sufficient plans for our family to do without us. But, you know, the reason we have the family is so that they do with us, not without us.
This is true.
As you look forward now, what do your friends say, the ones who knew you back then and who know you now? What do they comment on?
Some of them are still kind of skeptical. I guess, you know, the doctor said do it, so they're going to do it this way, and they're not going to listen to some old street cop telling them some stories, even though it's, you know, what has happened to me is I can say is true because I'm a witness to it.
Exactly.
So it's just people just don't believe anything that doesn't come from their doctor.
Well, you know, you can understand why that is, because we have to put so much faith in a doctor. We're really trusting his opinion or her opinion to be the right answer for us. And again, when Winston Churchill said that many people will stumble over the truth, but most of them will simply pick themselves up and hurry off as though nothing happened. So, you know, this plain old police officer might actually know something more important about preserving health than the doctor who's taking care of them. Isn't that right?
That's true, sir.
And, you know, when you look forward to talking with people, what would you want to share with them so that they understand the importance of kind of the experience that you've gained?
Well, the first question when they ask, when they find out about my heart attack is, you know, what are you doing? And I tell them I'm taking chelation therapy. And the next question from them is, what is that?
Right.
And I explain it to them the way you explained it to me when I went in there is if you... pipes that get clogged up in your house, you pour Drano in them, and it goes in and cleans your pipes out. And you explained to me that this is what EDTA does to the arteries.
It helps smooth out the insides and
yes, sir.
Get the blood flow going. And during this time period, you've been following along with your heart doctor.
Yes.
And what's the verdict?
He's still skeptical. In fact, I've got an appointment with a cardiologist, I believe this coming Friday, because I have to get a surgical clearance before I can have my knee operated.
Exactly. Yet another knee operation. Haven't you had three so far?
Yes, sir.
Goodness.
That's just from an active life.
An active life, yes. Which, thank goodness, thanks to getting those toxic metals out using chelation therapy, that you're able to stay fairly active.
I'm real pleased with that, real proud of that. I'm really glad I got to meet you.
And I appreciate that. It's an honor and a privilege to take care of people like you who, you know, have a future, who have a family, and who want to go forward and make things happen in their lives without some of the complications that can happen from disability and illness at a very young age. You know, I consider that people who are in their 70s and 80s, if they're ready to have problems, then that might be the right age for them. But when you get down in your 40s and 50s, oh, that's way too young.
Yes, sir. I wish I'd have known about this back when I was in my even late 20s and early 30s.
You know, that's when I started, when I was 35. If you don't mind, I'm going to share a medical report that we just got on you with one of the screening tests.
Okay.
And that is that the aorta, the main blood vessel in the belly, sometimes will get weakened in its tissues as it gets the hardening of the arteries and such and start to swell out. And as it gets bigger, it's called an aneurysm, and people need to have surgery on that when it gets too big.
Right.
My dad had that surgery when he was in his mid-50s. And when I was in my mid-30s, I thought, you know, do I want to wait till I'm in my mid-50s to treat something or start earlier to prevent it? And my choice was to start in my mid-30s and do these wonderful treatments for myself. And my test, I had it, I think, on the same day you did, as a matter of fact. My test continues to show that I'm doing quite fine and not aiming at surgery.
That's good.
So, any parting comments that you'd like to offer people as they think about whether or not this might be useful for them? Do they have to wait to have a heart attack?
No, they do not have to wait. They should come in right now. In fact, a recent police operation that I did this past week, the young lady that was partnered up with me, we were talking about the chelation, and I think I've got her convinced to come in to see you, and I think she's going to bring her mother when she comes.
Oh, that's excellent. You know, we love to get the people before they're in trouble. You know, you came in trouble, so you had to have an intensive treatment program, Gary, and that was, you know, unfortunate, but it was a nice rescue.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But when we get people before they're in trouble, we can do a much more casual treatment and still get wonderful results.
Uh-huh. I agree with you.
Thanks for sharing with us today. You have a great one and a wonderful future.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
God bless you, Gary.
God bless you, sir.
It's now about 30 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Sometimes, especially when our attention is focused on our health problems, we forget that laughter is the best medicine. And we'd like to review today from Red Buttons, appearing on Dennis Miller's show, announced that he was 80 years old, but that 80 is not old. And Red explained that old is when your friends compliment you on your new alligator shoes and your barefoot. Old is when the porn you bring home is Denise does dialysis. And old is when your doctor doesn't give you x-rays anymore, but just holds you up to the light. Old is when a sexy babe catches your fancy and your pacemaker opens the garage door nearest your car. Old is when you remember when the Dead Sea was only sick. And old is when your wife says, let's go upstairs and make love, and you answer, honey, I can't do both. Remember that there's only 364 shopping days left till next Christmas. You thought I was going to say 363, but February 29th does count since 2004 is a leap year. And now we have a wonderful opportunity to talk with a friend and patient of almost 20 years. Now, I guess it is 20 years. A fellow named Jay Wetz, who used to live here in Forest Cove and now lives in Spring Branch, Texas. That's near San Antonio. Jay, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
You bet. And it's always a pleasure to talk. You know, I never get to see you or talk to you enough now that you've moved into the Central Texas area.
Well, that's the truth. I miss the camaraderie we had before, too.
Well, then, so move back.
Oh, I like it up here too well.
See, I can't compete with the hill country.
No, you can't.
You know, I still remember the very first evening that I laid eyes on you. You came to one of my seminars.
Sure did.
And you were sitting there in the front row, and you were the most enthusiastic person there.
That's right.
And at that time, you knew a lot about nutrition. As a matter of fact, I really want to thank you publicly. You gave us tremendous help in preparing the eating section, the recipes section of my book, The Yeast Syndrome. That has been a Bantam bestseller, a million-copy bestseller. And in 1986, when it came out, you were responsible for a lot of the successful recipes and pointers that we shared there.
Well, it was just a pleasure being able to help you with that project.
Well, thank you, sir. Now, when you came to see me, you had a frustrating problem.
I sure did.
And you were almost a kid out of college then, huh?
I was just doggone there. You know, we were both kids.
Yeah, 20 years goes by fast, doesn't it?
Sure does, when you're having fun.
That's right. And it was fun. We did some fun stuff with you.
Well, I'll tell you, the way I ended up at your office, my chiropractor that I've been going to there in Omaha, Dr. Burns, for quite some time, knew about my high blood pressure problems and the family history of high blood pressure and heart problems. My mother died at 52 with a heart attack.
Uh-huh.
Dad at 63 or 64. And I've had uncles that never got out of their 50s and one nephew in the mid-20s. And so I was just kind of a candidate, you know, for something like that. And my blood pressure was real high, and every time I go to the doctor, he just feed me more pills, and I was just kind of a walking zombie.
Kind of drugs and surgery.
That's right. You know, that's what they know. And so I had heard about chelation, and all of it was negative.
And that's the good news.
Yeah, and Dr. Burns, you know, he was telling me that, you know, hey, this is the coming thing. This is the wave of the future.
Right.
And I said, well, the fact of it is I had already made an appointment with you before I came to your meeting.
Really?
Yeah, I did. And I had to had the appointment the next day. And I told my wife, I said, don't tell any one of them going to do this because I could have been talked out of it very easily at that point.
Really?
And so I figured I said on the front row, I wanted to hear everything you had to say. The next day, I was going to be seeing you for real.
I mustn't have said anything new because you kept shaking your head yes.
Yeah, and well, agreed with everything you had said there. It sounded good. And so I came in, got my physical, got a better physical down there for just a few $100 than you do in the hospital for a few thousand. And we started doing the chelation almost 20 years ago.
That's right.
And I didn't realize it had been that long, but, you know, time gets away from you like that.
It does. And especially when you're busy doing other things, huh?
Well, that's true. And at that time, I was feeling tired all the time, no energy. I just have to make myself do things rather than wanting to do things. And when I started taking the chelation and the other part of your program, I started feeling better immediately.
Immediately meaning?
After two or three treatments, I saw an improvement, and then I'd go along after about 15. I felt really good, and then it kind of, you know, you kind of roller coaster there for just a little bit there at the very beginning.
Right.
And then you kind of level out. And the fact of business, I have to think about how bad I really did feel to be able to tell you what I did tonight, because I hadn't felt that way in 20 years. You know, and it's kind of like, have you ever had a toothache? And about two or three weeks later, after that thing quit hurting, you say, hey, my tooth doesn't hurt anymore.
Right, and it's a remarkable relief.
Yep, it sure is. This is really great stuff.
You know, it's fascinating when you think about the number of problems that do improve. And it's so frustrating when people say, oh, well, that, you know, it can't be fixing that many things because, you know, that would be snake oil, that would be, you know, fake, that would be quack, or, you know, they go through the list.
Oh, yeah.
And it is a laundry list of the things that can get better because, you know, we're dealing with the utility functions in your body, the things that every cell depends on. It doesn't matter what the cell does, that it needs to get all the nutrition and all the circulation. And once that happens, everything starts to improve.
Well, you know, one thing that I noticed when I took my that thermogram, you know, on my feet.
Right.
I didn't have any toes. You know, they were just it cut off about halfway on the instep there.
Yeah, that circulation was kind of down.
It was kind of down, and my toenails never grew, and, of course, I thought that was just normal. I mean, you don't go around asking people how often do you cut your toenails. You know, does your toenails grow?
Right.
And so I don't know how many treatments it was, I noticed my toenails started growing. And having feeling in my feet.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. You know, my uncle, he's in his late 80s now and has finally taken my advice. He lives in California, seeing a friend of mine getting his treatments. And his hair is actually growing back. And we have several patients in our 20-year history now doing this who've said, you know, their hair is getting more lush. It's actually providing circulation to the skin, and those tissues are actually acting normal now. They're growing instead of fading.
Well, I've noticed that, too. Well, if I could, my barber told me, see, he'd recommend that for everybody. You know, get a haircut off more often.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a business promotion effort there. I like that. Now, you know, in those 20 years now, you have had variable success in terms of the high blood pressure. I'd like to be honest that, you know, not every time do we take care of a patient and get them off the drugs and so on. But you continue to feel better and better over 20 years and not worse and worse despite needing medication still.
Well, that's true. That's true.
And you know, it's important for people to realize that God gives us healing opportunities, and sometimes we're just at what I like to call the horizon of medical understanding. We don't quite have the answers for everybody on everything. And this is kind of my, like, honest disclaimer here, that what we do is our best effort, and what you get is the response you get.
Well, you know, the most the thing that upsets me the most about the whole situation is the fact that I've got friends. Went to several funerals that wasn't necessary. You know, you tell people to, you know, about this. And you can tell them, you know, if you go to your medical doctor, your cardiologist, he's going to tell you, don't do it. It's not for you.
Right.
And they do, and the cardiologist or their medical doctor tells them that, and then they don't do it, and they just continue on down the road, and first thing you know, you're going to the funeral.
That's so frustrating. You know, several cardiologists are involved now in the National Institutes of Health study on chelation therapy, the TACT trial, and that's a $35 million five-year study that may well turn some of that around. Jay, we'll be right back with you. We sometimes forget that spiritual centering is an important part of health, getting better and staying healthier. And today's verse is from Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A merry heart doth good like medicine. And indeed, in this stressful season of our holiday, it's important to remember, that's all right, we're going to get through this. Let's not sweat the small stuff. Life goes on. And keep your heart merry. You know, I'd like to remind you how much this show depends on you to share your questions and ideas with me. What topics do you want to learn more about? You know, over the past 24 years, I've developed and improved integrative treatment programs to help many people suffering with frustrating illnesses, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, migraines and other headaches, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, hypoglycemia, diabetes, heart disease, even after surgery, and especially congestive heart failure. Shortness of breath, poor circulation and leg pains, decreased memory, ulcerative colitis and other gut problems, frustrating skin conditions, disabling neck and back pains, sports injuries and arthritis, and so on and so on. The list goes on. So what disease problems would you like to know more about? And what books do you want reviewed? What authors interviewed? Many of the leading authors and newsletter editors in preventive medicine have been personal friends of mine for years. What questions do you want answered? I'll be presenting common problems that are seen in doctor's offices, the very reasons you make office visits, and giving you practical hints so you can better take care of yourself for best results. In my 25 years of practice, I've become acutely aware that very few people know that simple, effective, and cost-conscious solutions are available to help with their problems. And few people realize that several of the problems for which they are seeing different specialists are often related to the same cause. For example, low thyroid function can contribute to fatigue, overweight, difficulty thinking, poor memory, altered sleep patterns, difficulty handling stress. It raises cholesterol and even raises your risks for heart attack. So correcting what's causing one problem might well give you improvements for several of the problems that frustrate and concern you. Make your healthcare investment pay even bigger dividends in your future. Get details on our exclusive and unique cashable voucher program that can return to you cash dollars for future expenses. We're here to save your health and save your wallet as well. And that's what this show is all about, and that's what we're all about at Life Celebrating Health and Humble. Feel free to ask for a consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX. P-A-I-N. You're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. And remember, we also depend on you to invite your family and friends to tune in and join us here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7. Now, Jay, you were talking about feeling better, and you know, we talk about the investment in healthcare. Of course, what people say is, oh, you mean the cost. But how would you rate this compared to spending $5,000 a month to be in a nursing home?
There'd be no comparison at all.
It makes it look cheap, doesn't it?
Yep, it sure did. And you're out walking around, too.
Exactly. You know, and not just walking around, working around. Gee,
that's
you
right.
Do a lot of work for an old man, you know.
Who's old?
I've seen all the rocks that you've moved at your place in the hill country, and there's nothing but rocks up there.
That's right.
You know, people kind of joke about good health because they expect to have it. They expect that their future will always be loaded with good health. And that's not always the case, is it?
No, it's sure not.
No, that's why we talk about making plans to stay healthier and to regain and maintain better health. And when people say, oh, well, I'm doing fine, no problem. And I say, look, you're at risk of having a stroke or a heart attack. And they go, well, I don't plan to do that. Well, I tell them, go to the nursing home and talk to the people who did make those plans. Find out what they planned and don't do that.
Well, you know, one thing that I just have done here recently is I went to a cardiologist and just for a checkup. And he did a ultrasound, and my heart was the right, wasn't wasn't enlarged.
Uh-huh.
Also did a Valium stress test, and then they took the thing and did a, I guess it's an MRI, that, you know, where they kind of slice that thing.
Exactly.
And all the valves are opening and closing like they should. There's no plaque in there whatsoever. Carotids are clear. So,
you might have gotten some results.
I think I have, because here it says the stroke probability is very low.
That's wonderful.
So, I mean, there's no problems there at all.
That'll keep you going for a long time. Jay, we'll be right back with you. It's now about 45 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. For your better health, I'd like to share with you again from the Heimlich Institute. That's www.heimlichinstitute.org. Hank Heimlich, a good friend of mine, taught me how to do the Heimlich maneuver. And you know, with alcohol and food and parties this holiday season, choking is a very likely risk, either for you or for one of the other folks attending a party. Let me just teach you real quick how to do the Heimlich maneuver. You stand behind the person having the choking problem, reach around under their arms with both of your arms, put your left hand fingertips and find the soft part of their belly, trace it up to their ribs, that's the hard margin, the hard edge, and follow to the center, and that's below the breastbone, so you're still on the soft part of the belly. Hold your left fingertips right there. Make a fist with your right hand and put your thumb side toward you, that's also toward your choking friend. Place your right thumb fist below the left fingers, so you're safely on the soft part of your belly. Move your left hand to grasp the little finger side of your right fist and give two quick, firm squeezes to the belly. Wait 3 or 4 seconds, and if needed, repeat as needed. That is a life-saving maneuver from Hank Heimlich. It's about 26, 27 years old now. Celebrity birthday today, Matt Lauer, morning TV host. Actually, it's coming up on December 30th. And Anthony Hopkins on December 31st, famous actor. Remember that December 31st is New Year's Eve. Stay off the highways if you can. Stay home and enjoy. Back with you, Jay, talking about the fact that you're doing better. You know, people often say that there's no real evidence that this works because, you know, who knew whether you had blockage disease before? But don't most people get blockage disease? That's what kills us.
Well, I think so. And the fact that I've had so much of it in my family convinces me that that I would probably have it now too.
That kind of is persuasive suggestion, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's because I mean, like my sisters, you know, and my grandmothers, you know, they all had this problem.
Right. And you know, half the people die from heart attacks, another 15 or 16% from strokes. That's 2 out of 3 people die from very clear cut blockage disease. So for you to get such a clean bill of health is remarkable. And especially when you've had a long history of, you know, potential problems.
Well, I've had it since I was about 40 years old. I'll be 70 next week, Monday.
Shh, I wasn't telling anybody that.
Well, I don't care.
You get old enough to where it's almost bragging rights.
Yeah, I've already outlived all my male family members, so they've never been at this age, so I'm kind of proud of that fact.
And we're kind of counting on a few more years, aren't we?
Sure.
You know, you still raced me and beat me on the number of chelation treatments that you've had, but I'm in a hot race to catch up.
Well, good luck.
You and my dad almost put me to shame.
Yeah, I don't know how many I've had. It's somewhere around 300, I think.
Oh, about 270 some.
Is that what it is?
That's where it is. Don't try to add, you know, pile on and stack the numbers there.
Well, I'm just trying to give you some incentive.
I'll tell you, just having you as a friend is great incentive. Jay, thanks so much for sharing with us today. We really appreciate it.
Okay, good night.
God bless you. Bye. So what's the take-home message from today's guests? Well, as Churchill said, simply this. You know, many of us will occasionally stumble over the truth, but most of us will pick ourselves up and hurry off as though nothing had happened. Is that you today? That was me 22 years ago. My father asked me about chelation, which we now call clinical metal toxicology or toxic metal removal, because that's really what we're doing. And I told him it was quackery. Otherwise, I'd have been trained in it in med school and residency or read about it in my professional journals. And then 2 years later, I was offering the treatment to patients. I am proudly patient number one in my practice. I ran from the truth and then saw it for what it is, and I now offer it for your benefit. And indeed, that's why we share with you the stories of these wonderful patients who have done so exceptionally well. You know, as we are in this holiday season, the post-holidays blues come up. That's certainly a real-life phenomenon, and I'd like to share with you again something from the Well for Life website. That's WELLFORLIFE, Well for Life website in New Zealand. This is by Dr. Penny Waring. She talks about beating the post-holidays blues because after you've taken down the Christmas lights and packed away all the decorations, gotten rid of the Christmas tree and all those warm feelings, the excitement of holidays, it just all seems to dissipate too quickly. And an astounding 3/4 of all executives will feel overwhelmed and stressed out within a week of returning to work after the Christmas break. You know, we find ourselves faced with all the leftovers from the holidays, and we'd rather be on the beach enjoying the balmy days of summer. So why don't we try these hints for beating the post-holidays blues? Stay in a holiday mood. Don't abandon the rhythm of your holiday altogether. Set a work exit time, you know, like 5, 5:15, 5:30, whatever. Stick to it. And don't be tempted to stay late catching up. That is a trap. Spend time with people. During the holidays, you know, we're constantly connecting and interacting with friends and family. And it can leave us a little lonely once the holidays are gone. So make it a point to spend more time with those you enjoy. Figure out meeting places or times. Go do it. Plan for your next holiday break, especially if you haven't taken your full entitlement this year, and it gives you something to look forward to. Keeps you a little bit more relaxed and happy. Prioritize your work. You know, go easy on yourself the first few days. You don't have to get all the work of the new year done in the first few days or a few weeks. Tackle the really important tasks and don't allow others to swamp you with their urgent requests. You know, they try to make their emergency your problem. Don't let guilt for leaving your colleagues apparently in a lurch while you were gone drive you to work harder to kind of make up for it, because that's what holidays are all about, is that relaxation that we need. And in a similar way, don't feel compelled to answer every single email that you've received. Incidentally, if you find a really good spam protection program, forward that to me. I'd sure be interested. Because, you know, those emails pile up. British workers are said to receive and send 190 emails a day. A two-week break could leave you waiting through 1,000 emails. Much of it trivia, can be ignored or can wait. And do take regular breaks. Go for a walk to pick up your lunch. Get up from your desk to take some water from the cooler. Go down the hall, say hi to someone, and just check on what their holiday was like. Don't just sit at your desk. Hammer into the work. This may make you feel stressed and overwhelmed. Take regular times for yourself, especially with exercise. More than likely, despite the best of intentions, you've let off the regular routine over the holidays and kind of indulged in some super tasty Christmas fare and packed on a couple of extra kilos. You know, that's the British for about 5 pounds. And with these long summery days we have at July, we're easily out and exercising. But as those kind of days are shorter and it's cooler and sometimes brisk and rainy, it's a little harder to look at that happening now. So what you need to do is revisit your exercise goals. In fact, make new resolutions that you really plan to keep, not ones that you plan to break. If you've been enjoying an activity such as swimming, try to work that into your week. You know, find a pool that you can go to routinely. Make it part of your plan. Tennis, racquetball, whatever is for you. Golf is a great exercise unless, of course, you're driving. And I don't mean 350 yards. And I don't mean playing it like our engineer does either. If you gained a little weight over the holidays, that remark was to make sure that he plans to win at golf instead of just show up. If you have gained a little extra weight over the holiday season, increase your consumption of fiber-rich foods. you know, fresh fruit and vegetables. Cut back on your intake of alcohol and sweetened fatty foods. This is not just during the holiday season, but afterwards, because, you know, when people say, well, I'd really like to start a diet, you got to remember that every part of the year is a bad time of the year to try and start a diet, because there's always holidays coming. And so that means that since your body day in and day out is running the metabolism, remember that's what you do when you do what you do on the inside, the whole ball of wax, every day you need to have ideal nutritional supplements to help beat stress. And that would include deep water fish oil like salmon oil, the essential fish fatty acids, B-complex vitamins, the antioxidants, vitamins A and C and E, and then selenium and magnesium minerals, and all the other ones. And, you know, you could also think in terms of iced green tea instead of just iced tea. Green tea is packed full of antioxidants and is also said to help in weight loss. And try and drink at least 8 glasses of water a day. Remember that your health food store has all sorts of amazing foods and fun things like the different kinds of teas, herbal teas, green teas, and so on. So pay a visit there and look for some different strategies this year. Remember those New Year's resolutions from last year? Well, now is the time to set the foundations in place and plan ahead this year to make your new ones become a reality. In other words, find something that you really plan to do. And instead of making half a dozen resolutions, make just one that is keepable. And keep it. And one of the best ways to reduce stress in the holiday period is to declutter. You know, wipe the slate clean, sit at your desk, go through the books and files that you don't use regularly and move them aside. You might even consider tossing them out. Maybe they're covering up more important items that you never really got to, so it's time to get it in gear. Throw away pens that drip ink and that are dry and don't work anymore, and make sure your computer is virus-free. Gosh, that's important. Never underestimate the power of removing irritation from your life. And be grateful for small things. Don't dwell on last year. It'll put you in a downward spiral. Instead, thank God for the opportunity that we have, the cycle of years in our lives. We can breathe and focus in the here and now. Be grateful for the little things and look ahead. Pass along a compliment to a colleague, something that's positive. Or if an old customer calls, hey, that's positive too. Look at the bright side of things in life. Dick from Angleton called to ask how, from my integrative medicine perspective, people actually get sick and why. Well, do you know or do you want to? Tune in for some valuable New Year's tips to help make your life healthier and happier. Join us next week. You know, this show is dedicated today to all people around the world who, in their own way, acknowledge a faith in a God, however they conceive him to be. A God of love and peace and forgiveness and understanding. A God of renewal and hope. A God of mercy and light. And I offer this prayer that we might be brought out of our darkness and into lives of awareness and fulfillment in this coming year. Our production engineer today is Mark Fisher. Production assistants, Catherine Hill, Kathy Guyon, and Rhonda Bird. Thanks for joining me today to learn more practical pointers that can help you regain and maintain better health. Audio tape and CD copies of this show are available for your personal reference and to share, please, with your family and friends. Simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for details. I invite your feedback. What do you want to know more about? What questions do you want answered? Who would you like for me to interview? And please share your ideas by email. That's info@healthchoicesnow.com or by fax, that's 281-540-4329. By mail, just call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for the address or feel free to call to talk with one of our treatment assistants and let us know what you want to hear or what information we might send you now. Receive our free e-newsletter simply by sharing your email address with us and enjoy the free downloads available on our website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Feel free to come by to see what's so special and talk with patients who are feeling better right now. It's easy. We're conveniently located next to Northeast Medical Center Hospital near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or a map. We'd love to show you where better health happens. Remember, if your money, your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, get the very best answers and the very best treatment you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems, who have the experience to produce results for you. when life is your choice. Failure is not an option, and our message is one of hope for a healthier future, and we aim to produce those results for you. Invite your family and friends to join me next week, Saturday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, exclusively on Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.